Welcome to this BHIA podcast. I'm Duncan Bolsch, Workforce Manager at BHIA, and welcome to Erin Southwell, Deputy Director of Nursing Access Coordination and Specialist Services at Southwest Healthcare.
Thanks, Duncan. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. As always, we will start this morning by showing you a couple of slides, and I'd like you to describe, Erin, what you're seeing on the slides, and that's going to be a clue for our listeners and viewers in terms of the topic that we're going to talk about. So I'm just popping the first slide up on the screen now. Can you tell me what you can see?
Oh, I can see some sky. I can see a street sign, a yellow sign. The sign says change just ahead.
Okay. All right.
Change on top of change?
I think we'll get there. We'll put up the second slide and then we'll try and bring it together. So I'm just popping up the second slide now. Can you see that?
Yep, can see that. So we've got some students. They look like they're discussing a case study. So they might be, are they nursing students?
I think you might be right. Okay, so based on that, thinking about the first slide and the second slide, what do you think we're talking about today?
Okay, so change, I'm assuming we're talking about Southwest Healthcare's transition to acute care program.
Yes, spot on, that's right. We are talking about that. Can I firstly ask you to, Erin, to tell me a little bit about your role at Southwest Healthcare and your portfolio, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, Duncan. So thanks for having me today. So I'm Erin. I'm currently in the position of Deputy Director of Nursing, Access Coordination and Specialist Services here in Southwest Healthcare, down in Warrnambool in Southwest Victoria. My current and previous position of Assistant Director of Nursing has involved organisational nursing resource management, sick leave replacement, as well as leadership to our casual workforce and our nursing pool.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, let's get on to the topic of the day. So let's talk about the transition to acute care program. Can you outline what the program involves?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. So the transition to acute program is essentially a supported program that assists registered and enrolled nurses to return to work in the acute hospital setting. It's a condensed program of theory with supported practice and clinical skills supervision. The program has been run over an 8-week period and it consists of targeted education sessions, supernumerary shifts, often rotating between different clinical settings at Southwest Healthcare, including the surgical, medical and rehabilitation wards. The participants of our program are recruited via an application process for those who meet the criteria of not working in an acute setting in the previous 2 years. And the program involves theoretical and practical application of essential nursing skills required for acute settings, including post-operative care, PPE, infection prevention, respiratory assessments, and basic ECG monitoring, just to name a few. So some of the components of the program include workbooks and study guides for our participants, online and face-to-face mandatory training, 8 face-to-face sessions led by our education team, clinical lab sessions, and we also provide supernumerary, as I spoke about earlier, clinical practice over 8 weeks.
Fantastic, Erin. Can you tell me what the drivers at an organisational level were for the program?
Yeah, sure. So in around early 2022, we recognised that ongoing recruitment to our organisation was proving to be really difficult. Our organisation had experienced a real period of growth and we'd never really been in this position before. During this time, we were fortunate enough to be reclassified as a level 2 hospital. This meant a large amount of recruitment that was required in order to meet ratios in multiple already depleted clinical areas. We also had the impact of COVID, which was not great, and also had a flow-on effect of our staff becoming more mobile. They were electing to become casual and looking for other employment opportunities as well. We had positions open in all of our clinical areas. Applications were coming in from experienced nurses, but a lot of these nurses had been outside of the hospital setting for a long period of time, or sometimes had never actually worked in the hospital setting. Some of them were just looking for a change as well. We're at the end of their nursing career and just didn't want to nurse anymore and were looking for a change. These applicants, they were applying for positions but were being overlooked by our hiring unit managers due to their lack of experience. Consequently, there was a large cohort of resources that were being underutilised in our area. The candidates were sometimes getting to interview and they were struggling to answer the questions due to their lack of acute experience. So I'd say that recruitment was probably our main driver.
Yeah, okay, great. And look, no program runs smoothly when you implement them. Can you tell me about some of the challenges around implementation?
Yeah, I wouldn't call them challenges, Duncan, but the initial planning of the program really involved significant resourcing from our education department, but it was also a new way of for our staff, our unit managers, to actually, a new way of thinking, I suppose. And we identified this group of potential employees and we had discussions with our executive team and education teams about how we could actually better support this group to become valued members of our nursing workforce. We were fortunate enough that the education team were keen to work with this group as part of our overall recruitment strategy, and consequently that's how the program was developed. So initially the education team and myself interviewed the candidates using questions that enabled us to highlight the knowledge and practical deficits of this group. Patterns were identified and enabled the education team to create a program that addressed learning needs of this group. To provide the participants with the best opportunity of experiencing different areas, a rotating roster was created to allow a mix of supernumerary between the medical and the surgical and rehab wards. So that was also took a lot of resourcing in order to do that. So the program was implemented and developed within our current resources and initially was really quite labour intensive. So I'd say that was probably the only challenge, initial setup of the program.
Right, okay. It sounds like you managed them well though, but can you tell me how you've measured the success of the program? I think we've got some slides will pop up, but if you can just step us through that, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So Duncan, we're really proud of our program here at Southwest Healthcare. It's allowed a lot of our local registered and enrolled nurses to have a new lease on their nursing career, which has been great. We've had a successful completion rate of 95%. With those who have completed the program, they obtain a certificate at the end, and they also are permanent employees into our Southwest Health nursing pool, which is really exciting for them as well. We've got a retainment rate 2 years post the commencement of the program of 85%, which is great. Many of these nurses have gone on to actually obtain permanent employment in specialty areas in our hospital as well. So areas that they wouldn't have been looked at in the past. So we've got participants now working in our emergency departments, paediatrics and surgical ward. We've also had a couple of enrolled nurses that have done the program that have now gone on to study their RN this year. And their comments are that they actually wouldn't have attempted this without the confidence that they've gained in this program, which is really good as well. Overall job satisfaction for this group has been recognised, and we give the participants an opportunity to provide regular feedback via SurveyMonkeys. And in 2022, our nursing pool actually doubled from the participants of the program, which really, really helped us with our recruitment in that period of time. I think we've got some comments up on the screen, but some of the comments from participants include, I'm really feeling like I'm learning new things every single day. I feel a sense of achievement at the end of my shifts. I'm able to understand the patient's diagnosis and at the completion of the program. A really nice one is working with the healthcare team members that are open and have a positive attitude towards me in respect to where I have been before and where I'm coming to now. And everything that has been done for my transition has been excellent, with the support of educators and fellow staff members. It's been amazing.
Fantastic. And those completion rates and retention, retainment rates are real true measures of the success of the program, I think. So well done on that one. Next question. What are the future directions for the program? Where to from here?
Yeah, so we're actually about to embark on our fifth program. But this time we've actually looked at things a little bit differently. Obviously, there's not as many people. We're in a rural area. There's not a huge amount of staff out there, but we're looking at a group now. We've identified a group of recently graduated enrolled nurses, but they've actually gone on to be studying their registered nurse. It's really difficult for this cohort of nurses to obtain employment due to their lack of acute hospital experience. in interview in particular, it's really hard for them to actually talk to that. But they're also unable to join enrolled nurse graduate programs because they're studying. And they're also unable to be employed as RUSONs, which is kind of like our stepping stone in the past, as they're already registered as enrolled nurses. So we've decided we're actually going to be supporting this group as part of the program. And at the end of the program, they will be successful as being part of our pool team or our casual team as well. And then hopefully that this group will actually apply for graduate registered nurse positions at our organisation at the end of their studies. So that's how we're looking at it again. We still have the same participants applying as well, but we're really excited. The next program will be starting next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Erin. Last question for you. What advice would you give other health services looking to implement a similar program?
Yeah, advice. For Southwest Healthcare, the transition to a acute program has really worked for us. Given we're a rural hospital with limited resources, we really needed to think outside the square, and that's really worked. Initially, it was really resource intensive, although the high rate of return has been extremely beneficial to us. I'd suggest other organisations to develop a program that's tailored to your areas, and yeah, go for it.
Excellent. Fantastic. I guess you've got no problem if any of our member organisations want to reach out to you and talk about the program?
No, we'd be happy. Reach out. We're happy to discuss the program. It's something we're really proud of.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks again, Erin. I'm going to let you go now and enjoy the rest of your day and go do some whale watching, perhaps. I know it's that time of the year. Talk again soon.
Great. Thanks very much for having me, Duncan.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.